Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Well, we're right here, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I'm going to say today is going to be all about fun. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and of course, Voice for Veterans. Today's show, of course, we always say thank you to all of the team at 96.7 FM. We say hello to all of our people and friends at all the other radio stations. And guess what? It's ontheairtoday.com, the new network that makes sure that we're heard everywhere all the time and make it easier for you to find. Today's show, again, I'm going to follow a format that I laid out because it makes sense. The first thing I want to talk about is radio. You know, many, many years ago when radio came out, radio, of course, at that time was based on military. It was a signal where we could communicate. And then once the wars got wound down, radio became a commercial entity for revenues. And now up comes the FCC and all the rest of the stuff, but we still have radio. In the future, the satellites have taken over, and most of our radio, of course, is coming from satellite. But the towers are still there. So if you're in a local area and you're going to listen to radio, tune it in your car, tune it in everywhere you're going, and enjoy what we know is radio. Now I want to talk about this radio station, great local FM radio, internet radio, and its streams. We are 96.7 Sunshine Radio, and of course, we're also the online radio service. To hear radio online and on your, of course, Alexa speaker, program it in, and you can do that. That means you can just call us up and say, Alexa, give me 96.7. That's the advantage of radio. A lot of things have made changes in radio to make it better. So we want you to know, as veterans and veterans' family, there's a lot of information still on radio to help guide you to the right place, the right time, and the right way of being what you can be. We know now that there's another little skirmish going on in the southern part of Europe. That means there will be more veterans coming home, and we want to be ready. We've already taken care of making sure we're ready for those who got out of Afghanistan, and they're still being helped. Please keep an eye on, because we're going TV. As of next week, all of these broadcasts that you will hear on radio, you will also be able to see me and see all of the interviewers, because we're going TV through Studio 104 Productions, which has been a part of our team and one of our sponsors for several years. They have now got their own mobile production facility to support rolling radio vision. All for veterans. We're going to do it the right way. Information, education, understanding, and all of your plans can be done on the up and up by tuning in, of course, to radio. A lot of times you're listening to TV and other stuff and you have distractions. Radio is focused listening. Radio. Stay with us. And we're going to be talking more about an event coming up. And it's a stand down. It's a stand down right at the end of April to the 1st of May. Come on out. We're going to be talking to you at length about the stand down. You know, a lot of people don't even know what stand down means. So I'm going to spend some time talking with you about what a stand down really is. And right now, the most recent stand down, the concourse, Rotary Pavilion. And of course, that's where the stand down's going to be. Now, let's talk about the stand down for just a minute. What is a stand down and why? A stand down represents a time when all of the military families get together, and I mean the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, get together with the VA and organize what we call a stand down. And that stand down is to get the things they need. It's dedicated, of course, to our homeless community. And we would like to ask our supporters and our sponsors, and especially for this event, to look around and bring some friends to let them know what's really going on and why the stand downs work in every community. So I'm going to be talking about the one right now that's coming to our area Friday, April 29th, all the way through Monday, May 1st. And of course, it is the Concourse Rotary Pavilion, 11919. Alaric? Let's see. Portal. Oh, okay. And that's in, Shady Hills, Florida. Now I got it right, going over to Shady Hills, Florida, and enjoy the day. Come down to see your homeless vets being lifted up. Come down to see all of the cure that some of those veterans who are not homeless but looking for a better way can find a job. They're going to have job counselors. They're going to have barbers out cutting hair. They're going to have shoe people out making sure that these people have shoes, clean them up so that they can go get a new job, because the jobs are open in America. And guess what? They're going to need veterans who are already dedicated to do the work. And we're opening up the door with this stand down in Shady Hills. And don't forget, 104 Productions will be coming in out of Washington, D.C. We want to say hello to our friend Paul Murray and his team of people coming down to take this stand down. And we're going to not only have it audio live broadcast, we're going to put it on the screen so you're going to be able to stream it and see it on your TV network. Stand down. We're going to bring it to the forefront of America in a positive way. And there's no better place to do it than Shady Hills, right here in Florida. And of course, 96.7 out of St. Pete, and of course our stations out of Miami, will all be there to help show the rest of the country what a stand down means to this country and every little community. We want more communities to look at this in a way of saying, we're going to make sure that we're ready for anything that comes for our veterans. This is what Voice for Veterans was all about. When we came up with it, this is what made a difference. So, stand down. Don't forget, Shady Hills, the 29th of May through the 1st of June. No, I said it wrong. The 29th of April to the 1st of May. 2nd of May. Let's get it right all the way to the 2nd of May, which happened to be my father's birthday. So it'll be ending up on my father's birthday, who was a veteran. Air Force, Kelly Field, Texas, moved the whole family to Huntsville, Alabama, where I was raised right there, Redstone Arsenal Army Base. I am one of those sidekicks and brats. The old word was brat. There's a new term come up that we now are embracing. It's called a sidekick. You might be a cousin of a veteran. You're a sidekick. The brats are the children, the sidekicks are the wives and the rest of the family and the friends. And I'm putting in all the bosses that had to let an employee go to fight that war, to fight a war, and gave them the job when they came back. Those are the sidekicks. So you veterans, look around and tell all your sidekicks you're now looking up to them. We respect the sidekicks. I know that a lot of veterans are doing better, but some of the families have had to grab their own bootstraps and come up. So this show and this time is also for families. Now, we're getting ready to talk about a family event right after this beautiful interlude of music. We always do our music, doing our best, and music for the rest. Be right back.
All I do all day long, girl.
I just can't get you off of my mind.
It's gotta be something to take the place.
I think about you all the time.
I'm always thinking about you all day, girl.
I just can't get you off of my mind.
You mean so much to me, baby. So I decided to write this song and let you know how I feel about you, baby.
How do I talk to an angel? Someone so new and so fair. How do I tell you that I care for you?
And I always say interlude because I can love to play a lot more music, but I don't have time. And this is about Voice for Veterans Talk Radio. We love you. I'm Keith, the boss of the beach. And I happen to be at the other beach. I'm on the east coast of paradise. So I'm going out here to Hollywood Beach. And I'm going to give a shout out to a young lady that I met out there who happens to be in Detroit, Paula. Thank you for all the blessings you bring. I'm going to give another shout out to our friends, Trish and Bert, who are down here in South Florida. And we are doing the show today from South Florida. I want to mention something that we've been dealing with over the last 3 or 4 weeks, that this is the last weekend coming up, and I'm going to say the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. That's something that we're doing because we've been doing it for a long time. It is family entertainment. It takes you back in history. And the Bay Area Renaissance Festival has moved from Tampa to Dade City. Yes, the final destination is a dirt road, but it puts you right in the mood. And I want to tell everybody, if you haven't had a chance to come, come on out, support us. We have been using the time to give away some tickets. We have been using the time, but April is here. We only got another day, so the last date's going to come on theair.today.com, ontheairtoday.com. Go to the websites and see all of the activities that you can do at this Renaissance Festival. I was there last week and thoroughly enjoyed it, and I did get my. The only reason I always go every year is to get that big turkey leg, and I'm telling you, they cooked them and they were good. But I got a chance to see some other vendors who were there, and they all were supporting our veterans' cause. This is a time and a place where the whole family can show up. It's family entertainment. Come to the website. I got pictures everywhere. One of the sweetest things was a little bitty girl all dressed up, and her mother was dressed just like her, and they were like two little munchkin twins, I called them. But it was wonderful. Look at the pictures. And this time, come on out. It's the last weekend for Renaissance Festival, Dade City. Google it or go straight to WVETOnlineRadio.com. Look for where you can go. Last week, we had a wonderful time, but parking got kind of crazy. It's so far out in the country that there's parking everywhere. But I was surprised at people just walking around enjoying it. It is a large facility. It is beautifully laid out. And they have all kinds of activities that make a difference. And this weekend is the way of the world. So they're expecting everybody to show up. We know we got spring breakers in town. We know we got a lot of our families who are down. And all of our veterans will be making sure they come by. This weekend on Veterans Saturday, bring your little form, DD-214, show your dog tags or something, and we're going to go ahead and let you in. Bring your families. Come on out. I spent some time talking to a gentleman who was, he makes knives, and he had his own, he was a vendor, but he's been doing it for years. Sharp guy. And I'm looking at the fact that he had his whole family there on Family Day. And his employees working. But he had his children and his wife and his wonderful family. He's a veteran. We want to say thank you to him for what he's doing. I especially want to say thank you to all of the staff who are at. And they're from Michigan. That's what I wanted to say. This one, and I know there's several other kinds of events, but this Renaissance Festival is obviously one of the best. It's so good that a friend of mine, Cedric Ricky Walker, who does the Soul Circus, actually came down to visit this group so that he could get some ideas of what they're going to be doing in the Atlanta area. Honestly, when you talk about family entertainment, it's probably still nothing better than a skating ring, if they even skate anymore. Then the movie theater is always great family entertainment. But I cannot tell you that when it comes to now, after COVID, you want to be outside. Not that you don't want to do movies the way it is. And I guarantee you, all of those drive-in movie theaters that were closing are back open. Because movies work. But what's better than live entertainment? You know, they had two bands out there. I actually went to see one group who was right there. And it's a guy. Guy plays guitar and some kind of sound machine. And the lady does the singing. They sing together. But they have some of the greatest songs. And they actually have a song made for Tampa. So if you get out there, go to the center stage and wait for one of the shows. They have five shows. starting at 1, I think, 11, 1, 3, 5, and right at the end. So they have 4 or 5 shows that they do. And Stop and Just Do, they have benches all set up so you can sit down and watch this show and then get up and move around and go to another stage. They do have the jousting. You know, you get the guys riding down and jousting, and everybody's dressed the part. Bring your camera. Take a lot of pictures. It is something good. And this one is the special weekend to say we support vets, too. If you're a veteran, we're saying veterans supporting veterans. And you can find that, of course, on our website. And on our website, it's Vets 214. Check it out. We got a lot to say, a lot for you to say. So we want you to go to WVET Online Radio. If you're listening to this radio station, 96.7, the name of the show is Voice for Veterans. And I always say for veterans, with veterans, to veterans, and through veterans. And of course, our engineer, Tim, has been with us a while, and he's a veteran, Air Force. My brother was Air Force. My nephew was Air Force. My daddy was early Army Air Corps. So I'm all behind the air power that comes on with all of our military and the air power that's helping keeping us alive for our veterans. Everybody has stepped up to the plate. People who are working to support this. One of the guys out of Miami, and I got to call him today, who actually does our Latin division, WVET Latin. He spends time, but he was Army. And then I used to work for my buddy Bill Edwards and a couple of our friends over there who are veterans out of the old mortgage investors. Guess what? Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And then, of course, I personally like to salute our Coast Guard. And the reason I like that, and I want you to look at our radio and go to our website, and let's look at some of the stuff that the Coast Guard has done to make America great again. Don't forget, I'm on my way to Palm Beach, and I'll be broadcasting something and saying hello from Palm Beach. We're going to a community vocational school. We're going around to Mar-a-Lago, and we're going to say hello because they've invited us up to talk about what we can do in the media side to help support our veterans, and to help support our military. So we're going to have that meeting, and I want to say hello from wherever I am. But guess what? It gets better. When you hear from me again, I'll be talking to you from Palm Beach. I tried to do a show on the train yesterday, but the signal was too bad. So we're going to go ahead and stick to being in South Florida today. I'm sitting out here. Actually, right now I'm in Pembroke Pines on my way through Miami and then going north again to Palm Beach. Again, this is Voice for Veterans. You're in tune to 96.7 FM if you're in the Tampa area. If you really need to pick us up, just go online to ontheairtoday.com and you will be able to pick up the radio show. Listen to it. And we want to say thank you to all of our friends at GoDaddy, and thank you to all of our friends over there at Spreaker. You and all of the team players who have jumped on the bandwagon and said, we support veterans too. That's a new slogan that I want on everybody's door. We're coming up with stickers. So that means if you join the organization, when you walk up to your small business, there's a sticker on the door that says, we support vets too. And we're going to number the stickers so that when we have contests and we have other things that we're going to be doing to support veterans, we can send you to that location in your area. And we already have a lot of support from our people here in St. Petersburg. I want to give a shout out to my guys who are over there. And of course, Mike Picard, who does the Sports Connection. I have been doing that with him a couple of times out there at Ferg's downtown St. Petersburg. And for many years, Ferg's has always been saying he supports veterans too. And he did that by showing up, and he has a Sports Connection right there, broadcasting there. And again, look out now. everything is one way, but we're getting ready to go upscale. And so everything is going to be videotaped based on television. It won't all just be audio anymore. So you'll be able to get the audio stream, as you're doing now. But you can go online with us to the station and get the video. See what's happening around the standby. See what's happening around when we go to other high school teams. Basketball that's doing well, guess what? Sports Connection, 96.7 FM, and also at Tan Talk. But we do it right all the time, doing our best. And music for the rest, for all of those who are listening, we want to say hello to our friend out there, Brian James. You know, has always supplied us with some music. We always want to say hi to Gino Lexus. He takes care of our caravan, but he also takes care of music for all sides. I did talk to one of the people who helped us get started. That was a Breezy from her studio. She's back in to make the difference in advertising and promotion worldwide. We got Mark and his team of young ladies who are out there doing the promotion. And we want you to know that they will have a short time to talk. Now, when you go to WVETOnlineRadio.com, there's a section called Resources. I want you to make sure that whenever you open up, just take a moment and go to your resources, especially you veterans who are listening. Go to the resources. We're constantly updating that, and we're looking at new things and new people and new contacts and new supporters who are there to offer information, to offer education, to offer a little bit of entertainment, but they're resources. And one of those is St. Pete is a resource. And we have a CBD place to be right there on the beach. You can have a place that's just comfortable. And what they say, come, relax, sit down, enjoy. And they do have yoga classes, and they do have all kind of information based on what your needs are. They do have all kinds of laid back information that you can do, so that if you're stressed out, we're going to take the stress away. Bridge at St. Pete. Don't forget, go to our resources. It might be something there that you can do to help others. Again, we're going to be talking next week about more jobs. The fact that the whole concept of jobs may be a little bit misleading. And the reason I'm saying that is they keep talking about jobs. Some of the places you're going, they're saying they got jobs, but they want specific kinds of people. So be sure and take the time to research what the potential job is. We're going to do the research for our veterans and make sure that if you see it on our resources that there's a job available and they're looking for more veterans, that it's something that you would know what to do when you get there. Okay? We are promoting jobs for veterans. They need them. We want them to get some of these new jobs and build the kind of relationship. They build the constant relationship that's going to go on for the next few generations. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And don't forget, we'll be back on Saturday morning. Rise and shine with Sunshine Radio. And of course, Voice for Veterans. And actually, Tim, why don't you play that little bumper on the way out that says what we do on Saturday morning. Thank you again, Keith, the boss of the beach. Thank you again for all of our friends at Vibes Radio and all of our friends, of course, that are helping me do this on-the-road experience in radio. Over and out with a shout.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. We can't wait to celebrate with you. Discount tickets and more info at BayAreaInvest.com.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.